Trucking deaths in Australia are on the rise. It's a pretty bad situation. Yet, they're locking up the whistleblower. Just the way that it goes in this country. Australia's feeble whistleblower laws have collected another victim. As we were filing this story, the Adelaide grandmother and former truck safety compliance officer Roxanne Misko was waiting with her children and grandchildren to be arrested by police this morning in Adelaide's north. Roxy's travails follow the Afghan war crimes whistleblower David McBride being packed off to prison and Richard Boyle, the ATO whistleblower who did the right thing by small businesses, facing prison also. His next hearing is coming up. After lawyers were pettifogging over semantics in the legislation, it all came down to a word or two and the legal perspective over those things. It follows others too. The Lendlease whistleblower who saved the country, Tony Watson, saved the country hundreds of millions of dollars in tax dodged by Lendlease. The ATO came out in his favour, but too late. He had to spend money on lawyers. He had to put his home on the line. And he's now clawing back a life after the whistleblower laws failed him. This one, Roxy Misko, is in trucking. Fatalities and crashes involving heavy trucks are up by an average of 6.1% per year over the 3 years to March 2023. But if Roxy's experience is any guide, the unwritten rule appears to be, don't talk about it or else. Roxanne blew the whistle on corner cutting and safety and driver fatigue and was subject to pretty heavy-handed response from her former employer's lawyers. This was written up in Michael West Media in June. Story is here. She failed to appear yesterday in the Adelaide Supreme Court on Wednesday. Supporters say this is because she, quote, fears for her life in prison following alleged threats and harassment of her family. The 4 years since whistleblowing on Port Adelaide-based Express Cargo Services, ECS, the company linked with the gas giant Santos, she describes as a, quote, living hell, in which she was sacked, sued, and even raided by the police. Said a friend, Roxanne is terrified, believing people can get at you in prison. After she learned, the court had issued an arrest warrant. That was Julianne Finney, a friend of Roxy Misko. When will women like her be saved from a pile-on by rich white men? Asked Finney. She was in court this week, Misko, on contempt of court charges. This was to have been her sentencing. Instead, she tried to appear via a Zoom link accompanied by a suicide prevention worker. But that wasn't good enough for the court. They want her in person. That's understandable. This is a very difficult situation. Her legal peril comes after she raised her safety concerns to a partner trucking company, which was not an eligible recipient under whistleblowing protection laws. In other words, she's accused, and these are the contempt proceedings, of telling the wrong people and not shutting up enough about her situation and the trucking issues. After the ensuing action by ECS and its lawyers, Roxy complained to the same company, again in breach contempt of court orders, for, among other things, outing her as the informant. Her indiscretions, however, seem negligible next to the serious alleged safety breaches. Breaches that we have independently learned of at Michael West Media in our report, which Roxanne brought to the attention of the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator, the NHVR. They are the regulator. We're awaiting some kind of statement from the NHVR over this situation. Some of the claims include fatigue among company drivers and subcontractors who are alleged to have worked up to 26 days straight on the road. The relevant laws say that truck drivers must have a 24-hour break every seventh day. Other claims, no safety audits of 70 subcontractors from 2007 to 2020, many in violation of the chain of responsibility, the COR requirements, which began in 2014. No license checks on 70 subcontractors, no vehicle maintenance orders over an extended period. Speeding by trucks, supposedly limited to 90 kilometres an hour, and no documentation for all COR safety procedures for any truck or freight movement anywhere in Australia. These alleged breaches of safety laws can be life-threatening to truck drivers, 188 of whom died in heavy truck crashes alone over the 12 months to March last year. If proven, they can incur seven-figure fines. But as things stand, it's Roxy who faces $350,000 in ECS legal fees awarded against her, not to mention a possible prison sentence. We will know more shortly. Michael West Media too was even dragged into the Supreme Court action this week, found to be possibly, well, the claim was contempt of court because we published something which wasn't meant to have been published. Of course, we independently verified everything, as you do. The allegations are baseless. So the guts of this story is not just the human story of the pressure that this woman was put under and the pressure on her family and friends. This unfairness, this gross unfairness. The story is about the failure of the whistleblowing regime in Australia. When will they fix it? They promised to fix it well into the government's reign. 2 years down the track, after many promises about fixing the whistleblower regime, nothing has been done. The problem, of course, is here that the failure of the whistleblower legislation gives impunity to corporations and other institutions to hide stuff because people are afraid of speaking out when there is wrongdoing or failure of process. It needs to be fixed. We await the changes to the legislation as ever.